Veterinarian Victoria Vosberg says the Alaska Raptor Center heard there was an eagle lingering in a trailer park near Indian River on Wednesday night.
People had been able to approach the bird, and a dog had walked right up to the bird, and that's not normal. So we went out there. It was hard to find the bird because it was actually under some trees, but we were able to capture it.
What Vosberg and Rehabilitation Coordinator Jen Cedarleaf ended up finding was a fairly large female with a brood patch.
And what a brood patch is where the adult eagles pluck their own feathers out so that they can rest their bare, warm skin on the eggs to incubate them.
So Vosberg says the bird definitely at one point had a nest.
We took the injured bird back to the Raptor Center, took an x-ray, and that's when we learned that it had been shot actually a little while ago.
Bird bones tend to shatter, not break cleanly, and so when they heal, Vosberg says the x-ray image appears fuzzy. A fuzzy image plus the eagle's low body weight and dull talons told them it had been on the ground a while. The x-ray also revealed a bullet.
It actually looks whiter than bone does on the x-ray. And just because a bird has been shot, that's not a reason to euthanize. But this bird was shot right in the elbow. And we would not have been able to repair this elbow to the point where the bird could ever fly and hunt again.
It's not uncommon for large birds to suffer injuries in Sitka, and when they do, they usually end up at the Raptor Center. But the shooting of a bird is rare and illegal.
The first offense is actually punished with up to a year in jail and or fines of up to $100,000, and that would depend entirely on the case.
Bruce Woods is a spokesman for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The Federal Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act makes it illegal to harm, possess, sell, export, import, or do just about anything to an eagle, really, except look at it.
The laws around any migratory bird, if you delve into the laws, are relatively strict. With eagles, for instance, it's illegal even to possess eagle feathers, unless you're a Native American or an Alaska Native who's received them through the Bald and Golden Eagle Repository.
Woods says his agency hears about one or two instances of eagle shootings every year, but it's not a regular thing. Back in Sitka, Vosberg says euthanizing the bird makes this case particularly tragic, especially since that was not the original plan.
We were thinking in terms of how fast can we release this bird to get it back to the nest to save its babies. It just didn't even occur to us that this was going to be a euthanasia. So when we took that x-ray and saw how bad it was, we were both pretty heartbroken. And after doing this for 20 years, it's still heartbreaking to have to euthanize an eagle.
Anyone with information about someone harming an eagle is asked to call the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage at 907-786-3309 and ask for law enforcement. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.